It's 7:45 now, 15 minutes away from 8. We have Michael Waite in the studio this morning. And,
that's a thrill.
I know. Every time we get the opportunity to speak with you, it's usually outside of the radio station and not inside. So welcome to our house.
Well, thank you. And I say it's nice to see you actually pushing buttons and working for a living.
I know. Yeah. Earning my living this morning, believe me. Believe me, I am. Well, let's talk about the blood bank and the Kinney Family Foundation and how you guys have come together in a partnership.
Well, this is truly Heather Hook's time, and Heather's the executive director, the chief cook and bottle washer, actually, of the Kinney Family Foundation, who invited me to come along, actually, as moral support. So I want to defer to her a little bit exactly about the foundation itself. Yeah, we have been partnered with the Kinney Family Foundation probably at least 3-4 years now. And they support our high school initiatives. High schools probably account for about 12% of the total blood volume that we collect during a year. And they have been sponsors of our hydration station. It's one of those things that we've discovered that as kids go in for donations, if they're obviously they've had, you know, a good breakfast or lunch or whatever the case may be, depending upon what time of day that they're donating, and that they drink a full bottle of water ahead of time. You know, it's a lot about hydration, and they'll have a much better chance at a successful blood donation. So the Kennys have stepped up with us and have been a sponsor along with our friends from hers, and it's been a great partnership, and we continue on and look forward not only to continuing it but growing it as well.
Yeah, let's talk to Heather, too, about ShopRite, and then I guess just getting a better understanding, too, of the Kinney Family Foundation and what it is you guys do.
Thanks. Good morning.
Good morning, Heather.
The Kinney Family Foundation was started in 2008, and our mission is to create a more sustainable future for Delaware. Mm-hmm. We're doing that through three programs. We've got an active partners program, where we've got great friends and partnerships with people like Michael and the Blood Bank. Our partners in training program, which provides employment to people with barriers, and that's with Goodwill.
Okay.
And then our third one is our Young Consumer Program, which is health and financial literacy for children.
Very nice.
And we were invited here today to talk a little bit more about the work that we're doing. ShopRite has been amazing at supporting this foundation and building it together. And the Kennys actually have, this is the holiday season, so
right.
It's turkeys. Everything's about turkeys.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Raising that money, too.
Now, tell us about the partnership with the active partners that you have and what's going on with that and how people can get involved in it.
That's great. Thank you for asking. We actually have hundreds of organizations that we donate to every year. Our active partners program is built on microgrants, where we have a rare position in the community where we can donate small amounts in gift cards from ShopRite to people who might need them immediately. So
nice.
Churches, civic associations, people like the Blood Bank can come to us, and we work with them to give them gift cards, and they in turn can purchase items from ShopRite as cash. It's all donated by us, and then the Kennys actually give back any profits they make from the gift cards back to the foundation, back into the community.
That's awesome.
It's all about giving that dollar back. We get it at the registers from everyone.
Right. Ooh, and so I see that ShopRite in the Kinney Family Foundation is nominated for a community outreach award.
We
tagged
are.
Grocer Doing Good, right?
Yep,
hashtag?
Grocer Doing Good. Thank you.
Tell us about that.
Yep. The Food Marketing Institute nominated us for a nationwide community action award, which is
cool.
Huge for us. I mean, we're so teeny. I'm the only employee. So we always try to tell people that, you know, we're mighty but strong. But it takes a village. So we're asking anyone who can to please go on Facebook to the Food Marketing Institute and vote for us, ShopRite and the Kinney Family Foundation. It ends today.
I was going to say Friday, the last day to vote today.
And we really need those votes. Because
that's awesome.
We're little, and there's some of the guys up there are really big.
Well, I'll get on right now.
I know that ShopRite does a lot and teams up with a lot. They helped us out, Miles for Military. They provided the water for us there. In that, and the partnership that you have with the Blood Bank and everything that you guys are doing, the Kinney Family Foundation, we need more organizations like that to help out in the community. So thank you so much. And Michael, how can people get in touch with you and help you out, buddy?
Oh, just call. That sounds good. Just pick up the phone and call. I'm good.
You're setting up a station out in the lobby here?
No. I'm done with that. No, we do, and thanks for asking, Scott. We have the holidays coming up, and of course, holidays are always a tough time for us. It's And it's, again, one of those things. We understand that people are, you know, focused on family and celebrations and all that other. And we don't really come to top of mind when it comes to, oh, geez, I got to go give blood. But, you know, as we like to say, the need for blood never takes a holiday. And so this is a critical time for us as we get into Thanksgiving and then into Christmas and New Year's and all, that we need people just to keep us in mind that if they have an hour or so to give, first of all, you're never going to give a gift that gives more. Than a pint of blood. Think of it that way as well, and you'll never do more personal philanthropy in your life than to donate blood as well. So, but we would encourage anybody if they're curious about what donation is like, you go on our website at delmarvablood.org, and we'll take it from there.
Great.
Or, like I said, pick up the phone and call me. Yeah. I'm more than happy. I'm serious. I'm more than happy to talk to anybody about it.
That's awesome. And Heather, real quick too, if somebody wants to get in touch with the Kenny Family Foundation, you have a website for them to go to?
We do. Please visit us at www.kffde.org. We're in need of volunteers for this holiday season. We are making deliveries to our first responders on Thanksgiving evening.
Oh, wow.
And anyone, if you can't volunteer and you can't take the time for something like that, anytime anyone asks you to donate the Kenny Family Foundation at the registers at ShopRite, please, every dollar goes back in the Delaware community and to our partners like Michael. Mm-hmm.
That's really great.
Appreciate everything you do for us, so thank you.
And awesome. These are just wonderful people. I can't say enough. You know, I've known Bernie for over 20 years, Bernie Kenny, and he started the foundation. And they've always been involved in this community. They're local. They give back to the community as well. So, and you can't say that about a lot of businesses anymore around here.
That's right. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Heather.
Thank you,
we
guys.
Appreciate it.